The former president of the Māori Women's Welfare League and Kapa Haka advocate, Dame Araha Rereti Crofts, will be laid to rest today at her urupa near Kaiapoi. She died on Friday, aged 83, at a Christchurch hospital, surrounded by her whānau. Dame Araha was a champion for wahine Māori and once held a world endurance record for performing with poi. Ashley McCall reports.
A fighter, selfless and gracious. Just a few of the words used to describe Tuahiwi Marae Kaumātua, Dame Araha. Speaking to RNZ after being made a Dame Companion in 2020, she said she felt compelled to help others.
What's been my driving force? If there's a challenge out there, I want to have a go at it. You know, if there's an opportunity to help someone, then you grab the opportunity. And I enjoy doing so.
Whānau spokesperson Tūtaho Nuku Korako says she's leaving behind a huge legacy.
She would never give up and she would always challenge the status quo, and particularly around Māori health, around Māori housing, around Māori women, in particular about our wahine, our woman's place on a marae. She was one of the great kapahaka experts, waiata, and she will also leave a legacy of Christianity and particularly the Ratana Church.
Dame Araha was president of the Māori Women's Welfare League from 1990 to 1993 and used the role to support wahine Māori business startups and development. Another former president, Pru Kapua, calls her a champion for wahine Māori.
She's done it through council, she's done it through song, through waiata, through kapahaka. She's done it through advocating for changes and policies right across the board. I mean, when she came into the position of president, of course, was a time when we had significant benefit cuts and so on, and she kept going back to government.
After the devastating Christchurch earthquakes, Dame Araha helped ensure Ngāi role in the rebuild by offering cultural advice and guidance. She also successfully fought for the right for iwi to rebuild at Tuahiwi in North Canterbury in 2014. Waimakariri Mayor Dan Gordon says she helped him realise how crucial it is for Māori to reconnect back to their whenua.
I'm very proud of the district plan provisions we have in place now that will enable Māori people to be able to return home and develop on their lands as had originally been intended by Kemp's deed. My discussions with her and gaining that understanding were certainly very influential in my thinking, and I'll be forever grateful for that because it was important for me to understand.
Dame Araha's other passions included kapa haka, where she was the co-tutor of the group that performed at the 1974 Commonwealth Games. She set a world endurance record for a poi performance which lasted for 30 hours and 19 minutes. Tūtaho Nuku Korako says she was a big promoter of te matatini.
It was all about the sum of the parts, to embrace your culture, be proud of it. And in doing that, it actually has a profound effect on how proud you are as a person. But also around the fact is that she was always about actually partnership with the treaty partner.
Her funeral service will be held this afternoon, where she will be taken to her final resting place, Te Uruti Urupa. Moi mai rā, I te rangatira.